Hi, my name is Marion, and I have written a story about a boy who has undeniable powers. The elevator hummed under my feet. An awkward silence seemed to be a constant occurrence between me and Orion. The annoying elevator music played overhead. After what seemed like a million years, we got to the file floor. Orion walked off to try and find info on his parents, even though he knew he wouldn't find anything. Besides the janitor and me, Orion was the only person here. Dust coated the shelves. Jenny, I mumbled. Orion, it's time to go. Orion scuttled over, and I pulled him into a tight hug. It'll be okay, I reassured him, but I wasn't really sure about it. We went back to my oddly large cubicle. Orion went back to his desk and continued drawing. I sighed deeply, then I searched for the adoption age. Darn, I whispered, biting my lip. I was 2 years younger than under the age. As we drove home, Orion stared straight ahead, silent. Click, we walked into the apartment. Orion walked straight to his room without a word. I went to fix him a snack when I heard a scream and then a thud. I rushed to Orion's room. He sat silently on his bed, staring intensely at the floor. Taking the hints, I ran downstairs to the other apartment. The door was ajar. I ran in, seeing the white rug stained a deep maroon. Miss Beck lay lifeless, her apron still tied. I called 911, then I called Orion. He came rushing down and jumped into my arms, crying. After we dealt with the police, Orion explained to me what happened. He explained that he was thinking and everything started to levitate. Then there was a black flash, and then it was dark. After our conversation, I made Orion some mac and cheese and broccoli, his favorite. After eating, I tucked him in and went into the living room. I went to the kitchen and I made myself some coffee. And when I walked back into the living room, the Orion, a boy, and a couple sat in the yellow armchairs. Mom, Dad, Noah? The end.